नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 एंटाइटल्ड द साइंस ऑफ गॉड वर्स Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, verse number 16. Sa Vikraman Putra Vadep Surojasa Nishamya Nirhiradam Apurvam Adbhutam अन्तसभायं न ददर्श तत्पदम् वितत्र सूर्येण सुरारियुथापा स विक्रमन् पुत्रवदेप् सूरोजसा निशम्य निर्ह्रादम् अपूर्वम् अद्भुतम् अन्तसभायां न ददर्श तत्पदम् वितत्र सूर्येण सुरारियुथापा स विक्रमन् पुत्रवदेप् सूरोजसा निशम्य निर्ह्रादम् अपूर्वम् अद्भुतम् अन्तसभायां न ददर्श तत्पदम् वितत्र सूर्येण सुरारियुथापा स विक्रमन् पुत्रवदेप् सूरोजसा शम्य निहादमपूर्वद्भुतम् सभायम न दर्श तत्पदम वितत्र सूर्य न सुरारी युथापा स विक्रमन् पुत्र वदेप् सुरोजसा निशम्य निर्हादम अपूर्व अद्भुतम् अन्तःसभायं न ददर्श तत्पदम् वितत्र सूरेण सुरारियुथापा विक्रमन् पुत्र वदेप्तु सुरजसा सम्य निहादम् अपूर्वम् अद्भुतम् सभायां न दधर्ष तत्पदम् वितत्र सूरेण सुरारियुथापा माताजी अपूर्वमद्भुतम् अन्तःसभायां न ददर्श तत्पदम् सूर्य सुरारियुथाप स हि हिरण्यकशिपु विक्रमन् exhibiting his prowess putra vadapshu desirous of killing his own son ojasa with great strength nishamya hearing nirhiradam the fierce sound. Apurvam, never heard before. Adbhutam, very wonderful. Antasabhayam, within the jurisdiction of the great assembly. Na, not. Tadarsha, saw. Tatpadam, the source of that tumultuous sound. Vitatrasu, became afraid. Yena, by with sound. Sura Ariyuthapa, the other leaders of the demigods. Sorry, the other leaders of the demons. Not only Hiranyakashipu. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. While showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful tumultuous sound which had never before been heard. Upon hearing the sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of that sound in the assembly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 7.8, Krishna explains himself by saying, Raso aham apsukanteya prabhasmi shashi surayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabda kahe paurusham rishe. O son of Kunti Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and ability in man. Here the Lord exhibited his presence everywhere by the tumultuous sound in the sky, shabda kehe. The tumultuous thundering sound was proof of the Lord's presence. The demons like Hiranyakashipu could now realize the supreme ruling power of the Lord, and thus Hiranyakashipu became afraid. However powerful a man may be, he always fears the sound of a thunderbolt. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu and all the demons who were his associates were extremely afraid because of the presence of the Supreme Lord in the form of sound, although they could not trace out the source of the sound. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Verse Number 16, Translation. While showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful tumultuous sound which had never before been heard. Upon hearing the sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of that sound in the assembly. Hare Krishna. So we are very fortunate, we are reading the appearance of Lord Narasingadev today. When Hiranyakashipu was so angry on his own self, that he couldn't kill a small boy, the small Prahlad, who never took any weapons, who never attacked, who never defended himself, but the mighty Hiranyakashipu he couldn't kill him by various ways. So finally Hiranyakashipu took his own sword, hoping that he can kill him personally. And in that mood of anger, he asked Prahlad, "Where is that Vishnu? Where is that Lord whom you are always speaking about? Is he here? Is he going to protect you now? Why is he not coming now? Is he in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Yes, he is everywhere. The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists in every atom. Every single atom, every single dust particle, Krishna is present in his expansion, in the form of his expansion. In fact, we are sitting on Krishna. We are walking on Krishna. Every single atom is present." So little Prahlad, with full conviction, he said, "Yes, he is present in the pillar." And Hiranyakashipu, out of anger, to show to Prahlad there is nothing inside the pillar, with his fist, with his hand, he hit the pillar. And pillar cracked open. And from the pillar, a very amazing sound appeared. This sound would create fear in the hearts of those who heard this sound. This sound was so powerful, it reached the planet of even Brahmaloka. And all the demigods and Lord Brahma who heard this sound, they felt, "Now we are doomed. Now our houses are going to be collapsed. Now our planets are going to be destroyed." Because this is sound is first time anybody had heard such a sound in whole universe. A very different sound. Very amazing. Very wonderful. Very tumultuous. Unique. Even the demons and the leaders of the demons, including Hiranyakashipu, were afraid of this sound. And in the whole assembly, they couldn't find out the source of this sound. When there is thunder in the sky during the rain, then people get afraid out of that sound. People get afraid out of that thunder, thinking that it will fall on our house and the house will collapse. The same experience Lord Brahma had. The same experience the other demigods had, that now our planets will be destroyed. This is a unique sound which generally happens to indicate destruction. And the demons and Hiranyakashipu, they heard this unique sound, but there is no source of the sound visible. This will add the fear factor, that I am hearing something, but there is no source. If there is a source, the fear will be less. That okay, this is the source of the sound. If in your room there is a sound, you will be disturbed. But if you don't know from where it is coming, you will be more disturbed. You said, "Are, how come there is sound and there is no source I can identify?" So that is Lord Narasingadev, who by his sound proclaimed to Hiranyakashipu that "I am here, I am very close to you, and I am going to destroy you." Who by his sound proclaimed to Prahlad Maharaj that "I am here, I am very close to you, and I am going to protect you." That is the way Lord is indicating to the demons as well as to his devotee. Even when Lord Varadev appeared, he made a sound. When Lord Brahma was busy and he was speaking to Swayambhu Manu and appreciating the service of Manu,
When Manu requested Lord Brahma, he said, look, the planet Earth has fallen from its orbit in the Garbhodakshaya ocean. And all the population, all the manushya whom I am supposed to give birth, where will I make them stay? So you please lift this, arrange to lift this earth from Garbhodakshaya ocean. And Lord Brahma was contemplating how to lift this planet from Garbhodakshaya ocean. It's not easy task for Brahma. So he was thinking, maybe Lord Vishnu should do something I can't do. And at that time, from one of his nostrils, a very small thumb-sized creature appeared. And Lord Brahma saw down and he saw up. In within few moments, that small creature, he became such a gigantic boar. Very gigantic boar. His height may be lakhs of kilometers. So gigantic. And Lord Brahma was surprised to see how this can come from my nostril. And that boar, gigantic boar, started flying in the sky. And Lord Brahma and Marichi and other sages were wondering, who is he? What is his identity? Is he Vishnu? They were contemplating. They were not sure. And then Lord Vara roared, just like a mountain roars. The roar of a person is proportionately higher as per the height and size of the body. So person has big body, his sound, his roar will be bigger. So Varadev said, such a big body, his sound and his roar were so high that Brahma, after hearing that sound, got confirmed, this is Vishnu. And then he roared again. Varadev roared again. Tumultuous, wonderful roar. And then the sages in Janalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, they heard. They said, yes, this is Vishnu. And in response to his roar, in response to the symptom of his appearance, they started offering Vedic prayers to the Lord. And they were jubilant that now Vishnu has come. He will lift the earth. He will protect us. But the demons who heard this roar, they were afraid. They developed fear in their hearts. In the same way, everybody was afraid of Narsingha Dev. But little Prahlad, he was in the same assembly, 5-year-old boy. But he was not afraid. Lord Brahma is afraid. The leader of the demons are afraid. Hiranyakashipu is fearful. So mighty Hiranyakashipu. But Prahlad is not afraid. Because he doesn't have an unfavorable relationship with the Lord. He has a favorable relationship with Vishnu. He has a relationship of friendliness. Positive relationship. Hiranyakashipu has an enmity relationship. So he is afraid. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, there are 4 sounds in this world, 4 sounds which are most rare to hear. The first is the words of Krishna. The second is the sound of his anklets and bangles. The third, the sound of his flute. And the fourth, the voice of Krishna. These are 4 auspicious sounds which are very rare for a person to hear. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adds that if somebody has not heard these sounds, then his ears are useless. The holes of his ears are equivalent to the holes of conch shells. Conch shells have holes, but they can't hear. So if somebody has eyes but he can't see Krishna, somebody has ears but he can't hear Krishna, then his senses are useless. then his life is useless. Krishna's flute sound is so powerful, Krishna's flute sound is so melodious, so attractive, that it attracts the whole universe. When Krishna plays his flute in Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the forest, then the cows who hear the flute sound, they become stunned, as if they are statues. There is grass in their mouth, but they don't swallow grass, they don't chew the grass, and they don't spit the grass outside. They become like statues. The calves, when they hear the flute sound, they become stunned. The nipple of their mothers is in their mouth, but they don't suck milk. They just become stunned. The deers who are always jumping around and running, they become stunned. With unblinking eyes, the deers just see Krishna playing his flute. In Vrindavan Dham, when Krishna plays his flute, the moving becomes non-moving. The cows, the calves, the deers, they are moving entities, they become non-moving. And non-moving entities, they become moving. The water of river Yamuna, which is flowing, turns solid. And the pearls and diamonds on the bank of Yamuna, they start melting and they become a river. So one river closes and two rivers start. That's happened when Krishna plays his flute. The rocks start melting and become liquid. The mountains tremble and move. That is power of Krishna's flute. In fact, once when all the cowherd boys and calves were returning back to their village in Gokul, it became very late. They came from a different path, playing, and to their surprise, there was a river in between. There was no boat to cross the river, and the river was very long, you can't go across, it will become more late. And they were so tired, can't swim. So how will they cross? So Krishna, he played his flute, the river became solid, then they all walked. And everybody could very easily cross. That is Krishna. His flute is so melodious. When Lord Brahma hears, the flute sound reaches even the Brahma Loka, all parts of the universe. When Lord Brahma hears the flute, he is in meditation, his meditation breaks and he becomes astonished. He said, oh, such a sweet sound, what is this? I didn't create, this is different. He knows everything in the world because Brahma created the whole universe. But this is unique, he has never heard. He said, what is this? Lord Shiva, who is in strict meditation, his meditation breaks. His heart becomes agitated. Narad Muni starts dancing. The four Kumaras, their meditation breaks. The demigods and the demigoddess, the devis in the sky, they get attracted to Krishna. Even though the devis are in the laps of their husbands, but still they develop a desire to go and meet Krishna just by hearing the flute vibration. Their hairs become loose, their garlands fall away, their belt become loose, their hairs are standing, they are in the aeroplanes. The demigods, they also get attracted to Krishna, but they see their wives getting more attracted to Krishna. So much so that they are falling unconscious. So they go and embrace their wife and hold them. But when they embrace their wife, the hairs of the wives are standing so much that they pierce and wound them. That is the power of Krishna's flute. Once in the afternoon time, Krishna, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, Balram, cows, calves and all the unlimited friends, they were walking and talking. So Krishna told Balram, everybody is so tired and fatigued. Maybe if I play my flute, they will become refreshed. Balram said, yes, good idea. You play the flute. So Krishna started playing the flute. And the cows were enlivened, the calves were enlivened, the trees, the creepers, the plants, the stones, the river, and the cowherd boys started dancing. The whole atmosphere changed just by his playing flute. And at that time suddenly Madhumangal, Krishna's dear friend, he started shouting, run, run, demons have come. Demons have come, run away. And they all got afraid. Somebody went behind the tree. Somebody went inside the bushes. Somebody had hid behind Krishna. Balram said, hey, Madhumangal, why you are making pranks? Where is demon? He said, I just saw in the sky. There was one four-headed demon. And I saw demon with snakes. And I saw demon with so many eyes on his body. Balram said, "Are you fool, that four-headed demon you saw is Brahmaji. And that demon with eyes was Indradev. And that snake wala person was Lord Shiva. They all come daily afternoon to hear Krishna's flute." Madhumangal said, yes, yes, I know. I was just checking if you all know or not. And Krishna became so embarrassed to know that such elder demigods are coming to hear his flute. He went and hid behind a tree, under a tree. And he said, okay, let us play some other game. So the demigods will come daily to hear Krishna's flute. But they will be in the sky. They will not come down on the floor, on the earth. Why? They don't want to disturb Krishna's pastime. They want to offer obeisances. They want to offer prayers. They want to talk to Krishna. But they think we are not eligible. Krishna is playing his game with the cowherd boys. He is having fun with his cows and calves. If we go, we will disturb. The cowherd boys are so great, greater than the demigods. And when Krishna comes back to the village playing his flute, again the demigods come in the sky. And this time they are not playing, they are just walking. They are tired. Krishna is sweating. There is pulse, drop pulse, perspiration on his forehead. Whole body is covered with dust. Very relaxed they are walking. This is the time demigods offer prayers to Krishna. Because they are not playing, they are not busy. So Indra, Chandra, Varun, Brahma, Shiva, Vayu, Agni, they come with folded hands and chant Ishwara, Parama, Krishna, Sachidanand, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarva, Karana, Karanam, Namo, Brahmana, Devaya, Go, Brahmana, Itayacha, Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu. So many prayers they offer. Krishna doesn't even look at them. Maybe gives a smile or something. And all the cowherd boys, they are hearing these prayers. And they are hearing the demigods. They are glorifying Krishna as master of the universes. As creator, controller, master, proprietor, enjoyer. Lord of sacrifice, origin of all origin, sarva karana karanam, cause of all causes. And all the boys are smiling on the demigods and laughing and cutting jokes and teasing. Fool number one, bevakuf, what kind of knowledge you have, so much ignorant, such a small boy you are worshipping as God. And the demigods run away, feeling... This is how the cowherd boys are so fortunate. They get to hear Krishna's flute. And when Krishna wants to gather his cows, he plays his flute. And each cow in his ears, hears her own name. Krishna knows the name of all the 9 lakh cows. And they hear their own name. Imagine one machine giving one input and 9 lakh output. 9 lakh cows hearing their own separate name. Krishna controls the whole universe by his flute. And what is he actually doing? He is just blowing air in a stick which has holes. That's all he is doing. He has a stick which has holes and is blowing air. Krishna's blowing air is so powerful, the whole universe gets controlled. Sometimes we use this phrase that he is so powerful he can kill you by phook marke, by blowing air. This is real example of the power of blowing air. Krishna just blows his air and Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, the demigods, devis, the cows, the calves, Yamuna water, the deer, the peacocks, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, the gopis, they all get under his control. When at night he wants to have Ras Leela, he plays his flute. That time all the cows don't come running to him. All the gopis, they hear their name. And they leave everything they are doing and they run and come to Krishna at the time of Ras Leela. Some gopis may be cooking, but they leave cooking. Some gopis may be feeding their babies, they leave it half. Some gopis may be serving their husband and they leave it half. Milking the cows, mopping the floor or doing other household work. They don't even do proper shingar. In hurry they put one upper cloth down, down cloth up and they run. They put one earring and forget the other earring. They don't wear slippers, shoes. They just run. That is Krishna's power when he plays his flute. And you may be amazed to know that once when Krishna was playing his flute, Radharani came from the opposite side. And seeing Radharani's beauty, the flute in Krishna's hand dropped, fell down. But Krishna didn't realize, he's still blowing air in the space. This is Radharani's beauty. So beautiful. This is Vrindavan, where Krishna's flute sound attracts everybody. All the living entities, all the seemingly non-living entities, the mountains, the stones, the pebbles, the water, all these get attracted to Krishna's sound. So Krishna's sound is not ordinary. Krishna's sound is very sweet, very nectarian, very powerful. It has nothing to do with material sound. And then another time Krishna blows air in conch shell. He has a conch shell called Panchajanya. In the battle of Kurukshetra, when Krishna blew his conch shell Panchajanya, it is said all his Pandava soldiers, they become enlivened and enthused to fight. And all the Kaurava soldiers, their hearts were shattered. They were afraid by hearing Panchajanya, by hearing Krishna's conch shell. When Krishna often travels outside Dwarka, then when he comes back to Dwarka, already all the devotees in Dwarka, including his wives, Vasudev, Devaki, Uddhav, Ugrasen, his sons and his close associates, and all the residents of Dwarka, they are feeling pangs of separation. They are crying. They are just lazily sitting, not doing anything. They are as if dead. They feel so much separation from Krishna. So this Krishna, when he reaches on the border of Dwarka, much before the border, before entering the city, he picks up his Panchajanya and blows. And that sound of Panchajanya, when it reaches the ears of Dwarkavasis, they become enlivened. They understand Krishna has come. Their separation decreases. They become joyful. They get ready. They come on their chariot and they come to the extreme end of Dwarka to receive Krishna, to welcome him, to see his beautiful form, to talk to him, to touch him, to smell him, and to embrace him. So Krishna enlivens his devotees in Dwarka who are feeling separation by the sound of conship. So the sound emanating from Krishna's mouth has so many functions, is auspicious, is transcendental, and those who are devotees, they get enlivened, they get enthused, and those who are demons, they have fear, they are afraid, they don't understand, they became confused, their hearts are shattered. That is power of Krishna's sound. But he and his sound are non-different. One should not make a difference that Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's and Krishna's sound, Krishna's and Krishna's form, Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, they all are one. When Narad Muni was traveling in the forest, and he reached a very dense forest, he was very tired. He drank water and he sat under a tree and he started chanting the holy name of the Lord and meditating on the Lord as per the instructions of the four guest devotees, Bhakti Vedantas, who came to his house. And as soon as he chanted and thought about the Lord, the beautiful form of Lord appeared in his heart. And he was so happy to take darshan of the beautiful form with lotus petal-like eyes and curly black hair and yellow dhoti, moon-like face and reddish lips and sleek cheeks and thin waist, broad chest and lotus feet. So beautiful. He was enlivened. In fact, Narad Muni says his experience that all his body parts and senses were separately enlivened. He was so happy to have darshan of Krishna. But then suddenly that darshan vanished. He became perturbed, he became disturbed. He said, "What is this?" Again he meditated, again he chanted. But he tried a lot, but that darshan didn't come in his heart. He was very disturbed, as if he had a big loss. And then he heard. Lord Sri Krishna spoke to him in very pleasing words, but very grave sound. And he said, "My dear Narad Muni, you will not get my darshan again in this life. The first darshan I gave is to increase your desire for me." Trailer. Sample, so that you hanker for me more. But please know that those who have material contamination, they can't see me. So you continue your devotional service of chanting and hearing. At the end of this life, when you are completely pure by process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, you will again see me in next millennium. So that pleased Narad Muni. His heart was solaced and pacified. Because the sound he heard gave him the solace. The sound and the darshan is non-different. The sound and the Lord is non-different. This is absolute nature of Krishna. This is not present in any other object. If I say water, water, I will not come in contact with water. Because the water sound and the water object are two different. But if I say Krishna, Krishna, I come in contact with Krishna. He is on my tongue. Why? Because Krishna sound, Krishna name and Krishna person, these two are one. This is absolute nature of Krishna. This is transcendental potency of the holy name. That when we chant the holy name, we come in contact with Krishna. So when we are coming in contact with Krishna, we should be respectful, we should be attentive, the more we are attentive to the holy name, the more easily we will get the results of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If we are inattentive, if we are distracted, we are chanting, the sound is coming, but we are not capturing with our ears, or our mind is deviated from the sound, having some other thoughts and desires, then that is offensive. That is inattentiveness. And that chanting takes millions of years to give results. But if you are attentively chanting, we are hearing the transcendental sound vibration, we are getting absorbed in the holy name, our mind is only attached to the sound, then the result will be quicker. We will get purified. We will get joy in our heart. We will experience bliss. We will be realized of our relationship with Krishna. We will be able to see the beautiful form of Krishna. We will be able to understand the wonderful qualities of Krishna. And we will be able to understand the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. So the holy name of Krishna is like a seed. And that seed has to be watered by chanting. And when we do that, we develop the fruit of love, fruit of Krishna prema. There is no difference between the seed and the fruit. The seed becomes fruit after some time. So in the same way, our chanting will give us Krishna prema after some time. We just have to patiently continue chanting. The transcendental sound vibration has the potency to awaken the soul who is sleeping. The soul is sleeping, the consciousness is subdued, and we are unaware that we are servants of Krishna. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I need to serve Krishna. He is my master. We are unaware of this fact. We have heard it theoretically, but there is no anubhav, there is no realization. This realization can come only by one process, and that process is when the holy name enters the ears, and from ears it enters the heart, and in the heart it knocks on the soul. In the heart it touches the soul, and when it touches the soul is awakened. Awakened to self-realization. What is that awakening? That I am servant of Krishna. This is not possible by tapasya. This is not possible by fasting. This is not possible by doing gymnastics or so-called yoga. Or this is not possible by reading Vedas. This is not possible by gathering knowledge. This is not possible by arguing with others. This is not possible by any other process of karma, jnana, yoga. The soul doesn't get awakened. The soul gets awakened only by sound. If you are sleeping in the morning, how will you be awakened? By sound or by touch. But out of that, sound is powerful. If I come in your room and take a paper and write down, please wake up, it's Mangalati time, and go, would that process work? No. It is of no use, because you are sleeping. You will not read that letter. The only process which works is sound. In the same way, soul is sleeping now. Nothing else is going to work. Karma, jnana, yoga is not going to work. The soul is not going to be awakened. But if there is transcendental, pure sound vibration enters the holes of our ears, and from there our heart, then the soul is awakened. So if we want to be awakened, we have to put the sound in our ear. We have to chant more. We have to hear more. We have to read more. Not waste our time in hearing material sounds, unwanted sounds, unwanted prajalpa, unwanted gossip. That will not awaken. That will just keep us in the material world. Then this human form of life will be waste. The ultimate goal will not be achieved. And then we'll have to take one more birth. Again 9 months in the womb of the mother. and come out and cry and study ABCD and all do this business. So why to waste this human form of life? Why to waste this valuable time in coming in contact with unwanted sounds? That is of no use. That is of no interest. A devotee should be very serious not to waste time, not to get involved in unwanted things. Very seriously I will chant my rounds, I will do my seva, I will read, I will associate with devotees, hear Krishna Katha, worship the Lord, and in that way our consciousness is purified, we are awakened, and easily in this life we can achieve success, we can go back home, back to Godhead. But if we waste time, then we'll get more time next birth to waste. Then we get more birth and the cycle will continue. And this cycle is going on. Every life we are doing this. Every life we are wasting time. That's why we got birth this life. The proof that we did lots of prajalpa last life is we are existing today in material world. So we should not do now. We should not do fruitive activities, sense enjoyment. Both we should give up. Should live a simple, pure life in the service of Krishna with high taste in the holy name, high taste in Krishna Katha, and keep hearing. Keep hearing the transcendental sound vibration. We keep hearing, we keep getting purified. Mother Devuti, she told, asked Kapila Muni, that you are talking about liberation, but my experience is that the living entity is so close to Maya that there will be hardly any liberation. They are so close, the senses and the sense objects, they are so connected as if there is fevicol in between. As soon as the eyes see a flower, the first thought comes is, smell it. As soon as I see some eatable, the first thought comes is, eat it. So basically the senses want to enjoy the sense objects. How will liberation occur? How can they be separated? Just like earth and aroma, intelligence and consciousness, very difficult to separate. So Kapila Muni says, yes, they are very connected. But if somebody hears for long time about me and from me, then one can be liberated. Hears long time, again and again, repeatedly, about me, that's Bhagavatam, and from me, that's Bhagavad Gita. So if we keep hearing these two scriptures for a long time, we can hope to get liberated. We can come out of our attraction to sense objects, our desire to perform fruitive activities and get elevated in Krishna consciousness and go back to Krishna. So we are very fortunate that we have this process by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who founded this ISKCON society. We are in association of devotees where we have this process. So we should follow this process nicely, seriously, strictly, so that this is our last life. We go back home, back to God. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. If there are any comments, please.
Hare Krishna. When Krishna says that I am sound in ether, so is it the holy names only or any ordinary sound? And how do we relate when we hear ordinary sound?
All sound. Krishna says I am sound in ether is referring to all sound. We don't have to relate. We just have to chant Hare Krishna. Now if I take this glass and keep it, the sound is Krishna. But we don't have to do anything with it. Krishna is everywhere, but we have to worship here. Not that you start offering Agarbati, Krishna is everywhere here. Krishna is everywhere, but we worship here. We pay obeisances here. So Krishna is everywhere in the form of sound also. But we chant Hare Krishna. We don't relate. That information Krishna is giving for those people who want to understand how Krishna is everywhere. So those who don't appreciate the Krishna's beautiful form and they want to see Krishna, we say, look, this is Krishna, this is sound. Look, the sunlight is Krishna, moonlight is Krishna, the taste of water is Krishna. So this knowledge Krishna is giving for those who are not ready to accept Krishna's form. So Krishna is saying how he is all pervasive, he is everywhere. But those who are ready to accept Krishna's form, they are higher. They just worship Krishna and they understand all this is Krishna's energy. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.